Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow. In this video, I'm gonna show you how to create your own economy so that you don't end up living in the one somebody else created for you. Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve. Now, I know creating your own economy sounds a little bit out there, right? Maybe even impossible. But by the time we're done, you're going to see exactly how to do this and why you must if you want to thrive instead of just survive. Because here's the truth. Most people, they're just surviving. They've got their heads down, working harder, doing what they were told. Get more education. Put in more hours. Be smart. By the way, I'm Palmy, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. Our investment firm manages over $400 million in multifamily assets. We don't wait on the macro economy to decide our fate. We create our own economy and grow no matter what's happening out there. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is it that two people, same education, same work ethic, same intelligence, yet one becomes extraordinarily wealthy while the other struggles their entire life? It's not because one's smarter. It's certainly not because one works harder. It's not even because one has better connections. You see, there's a principle that governs all creatures, from the seasons of the earth to the cycles of the economy to the moments of the greatest opportunity in your life. And the principle is this: to every time there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Think about it. A farmer doesn't plant seeds in the winter and expects a harvest. He doesn't wait to fall to plant and expect to reap in the spring. He understands that there are seasons, time when the soil is prepared, when the conditions are perfect, when all the forces of nature align to create explosive growth. The same is truth in wealth building. You can be the smartest person in the room. You can study harder than anyone else. You can have the best strategies and the most detailed plans. But if you're not positioned correctly, when the season of opportunity arrives, you'll miss it entirely. But here's what most people don't understand. The season of opportunity doesn't announce itself with trumpets and fanfare. It comes disguised as uncertainty, as problems, as challenges that make most people retreat in fear. How do we know this? Take a look at this chart. This shows our explosive exponential growth in multifamily real estate. Notice something? The growth got jump-started during COVID-19, when we went from $13,125,000 in 2020 and lead to $92,125,000 in 2021. And then the growth just starts scaling. Right now, at this moment, we are in one of those seasons and the conditions are aligning, the forces are converging, and those who understand times and seasons are about to experience a wealth transfer unlike anything we have ever seen in our lifetime. The question is, are you prepared? Are you positioned? Are you ready to act with certainty when everyone else is paralyzed by fear? Because I submit to you that timing isn't just something. Timing is everything. It's the difference between those who build generational wealth and those who spend their entire lives wondering, what if? We're standing at the precipice of something incredible. And if you don't understand what's happening right now, you're about to miss the wealth building opportunity of a generation. Guys, have you read or heard of any of these headlines recently? Danger, total collapse. It's about to fall apart. August, total collapse. Economic disaster. Oh no, I'm so scared, right? Yeah. Well, see, most people are worried about inflation, about recession, the smart money. We're talking about one of the largest private equity funds managing over $600 billion. You know what they're saying? They're
they're saying the economic boom is just getting started. Sounds a bit different than those headlines, right? This is something you cannot afford to gloss over. In fact, what I want you guys to do is write this down, underline it, circle it twice, put it on your wall. One of the biggest dangers in today's world is the sheer volume of talking heads on TV, on YouTube, all chasing clicks and views. They're saying what attracts attention, not necessarily what's true, if they even know what that is. Here's the reality. Right now, there's hundreds of billions of dollars globally being deployed into real estate by some of the wealthiest, most sophisticated investors on the planet. They're not reckless people. They're obsessed with protecting and growing their capital. For them, investing is a serious business. So the question is, are you going to listen to people who've never done what you're trying to do? People whose advice is really just their own self-doubt dressed up as insight? Or are you going to follow the money and take cues from those who actually know how to make a lot of it? Because right now, the people who do know are betting big on real estate. You're just hearing this for the first time and it's all overwhelming and sounds too good to be true. I was there too. When I first started, I thought making $1 million a year was a huge accomplishment until I met someone who was making $1 million a deal. Then when we hit $400 million in multifamily assets, it felt big time until I learned Blackstone was managing over $1 trillion plus. That's when it hit me. My growth is only capped by the size of the container I allow myself to live in. This is not about greed. It's about refusing to limit your potential just because you've been in a small thinking room. If you want to maximize your capacity in this life, you need to be in the rooms where people are thinking bigger. Blackstone currently holds an impressive $177 billion in dry powder globally, with approximately $18.5 billion specifically allocated to its real estate partner, Fund 10, making one of the most well-capitalized players in the real estate investment space. In addition, Blackstone recently closed its European Real Estate Partners 7 fund at 9.8 billion euros or 10.8 billion US dollars, setting a record as the largest European real estate fund to date, signaling the firm's continued aggressive expansion across global property markets. Meanwhile, Apollo, another contemporary of Blackstone, has also reported significant growth, reaching a record $840 billion in asset under management as of Q2 2025, with $61 billion raised in new capital across its investment platform during this period. While this capital isn't exclusively dedicated to real estate, Apollo remains a major participant in the sector through various credit and equity strategies. Calmly from FundStress is predicting that the S&P 500 will hit all-time highs in August 2025 and reach 7,000 within the next 12 months. Why does he have such conviction about this? You see, there are five massive economic forces converging at this exact moment that are about to create unprecedented wealth for those who understand them. But first, let me ask you something. Why do you think the Federal Reserve just ignored a 94.5% chance of cutting rates in September 2025? And why did this probability double after the most recent jobs report? Most people think it's because the economy is failing. They're wrong. Dead wrong. And that misunderstanding is going to cost them millions. Here's what really happened. The government reported that the labor market added 144,000 jobs in May. That got revised down to just 19,000. In June, 147,000 jobs revised down to 14,000. July was supposed to add another 120,000 jobs, but only added 73,000. This is an economic collapse. This is economic recalibration. This is the season I was talking about. This is the moment when all forces align, when the smart money positions itself, and when generational wealth gets created. Now, let me tell you something that's going to blow your mind. Apollo Group Management didn't become one of the world's largest investment firms by accident. They understand something most people don't. Economic cycles aren't random. They're predictable. See, what they're calling the Nike swoosh isn't just a cute metaphor. It's a wealth-building blueprint. Look at this. In 2021, our economy grew by 5.7%. That's explosive growth fueled by stimulus and pent-up demand. Then we cooled to 2.2% in 2022, 2.5% in 2023, and 2.8% in 2024. But here's what's fascinating. The first quarter of 2025 saw slower growth due to initial tariff rounds, but the second quarter grew faster than expected. This isn't economic weakness. This is economic adaptation. Here's the proof. Bank of America has just reported that credit and debit card spending per household increased by 0.2% year over year in June. Now, some people see this and worry about debt, but smart investors see this and recognize continual economic momentum. And the jobs market, it's not collapsing. It's cooling from overheating. Unemployment ticked up to 4.2%, and that's still near historical lows. And this is exactly what we all wanted, a controlled slowdown that prevents recession while setting up for growth. Tom Lee, again, from FundStress, is predicting we'll see the S&P 500 hit 6,500 to 66,000 in the next couple of weeks, then 7,000 within 12 months. Why? Because of this controlled slowdown is creating the perfect setup for explosive growth, the Nike swoosh. Now, let me tell you about the most powerful wealth-building catalyst that's just got handed to real estate investors on a silver platter, and why most people have no idea what just happened. On Independence Day, July 4, 2025, Congress passed what they called One Big Beautiful Bill. And buried inside this legislation is the most significant tax advantage for multifamily real estate investors in American history. They just reinstated 100% bonus depreciation for qualified real estate investors. investments and made it permanent. Let me explain to you why this is absolutely game-changing. When you buy a multifamily property, you can now write off the full cost of certain components. We're talking things like flooring, appliances, landscaping, electrical systems in the very first year, not over 27 and a half years like normal depreciation in year one. Here's what this means in real numbers. If you buy a $5 million apartment complex, you might be able to write off $2 to $3 million in the first year alone. That's $2 to $3 million in tax deduction that can offset your other income. For high earners, this could mean $800,000 to $1.2 million in tax savings in year one. But here's the thing, we've seen this movie before, and we know exactly how it ends. When the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act introduced 100% depreciation in 2018, multifamily transaction volume exploded. Institutional investors, private equity, family offices, they all flooded into multifamily real estate to maximize tax efficiency. Then what happened? Starting in 2023, bonus depreciation began phasing down, first to 80%, then 60% in 2024. And guess what? Transaction volume plateaued, fell sharply, not because multifamily was a bad investment, but because the after-tax returns diminished. But now we're back to 100% and it's permanent. The response has already begun. In Q4 2024, even before the bill was signed, multifamily transaction volume surged 64% year over year. That's pent-up demand and investor anticipation of exactly what just happened. This isn't just a tax break. It's a behavioral catalyst. When investors can write off a substantial portion of their investment in year one, their internal rate of return jumps significantly. Even if the property's cash flow is modest, this makes multifamily acquisitions not just attractive, it makes them irresistible compared to almost every other investment. And here's what's beautiful about the timing. Construction starts are slowing down due to high interest rates, which limits future supply. Rental demands continue to climb as home ownership remains out of reach. And now we have the most powerful tax incentive in the history driving capital into the space. We are now entering what I believe will be a multifamily super cycle that could extend through at least 2029, just like the last bonus depreciation cycle created a golden era between 2018 and 2022. We're now entering an even more compelling environment. Now, let me tell you about the biggest wealth transfer that's about to happen and why most people are positioned on the wrong side. There's $7.2 trillion. Let me say that again, $7.2 trillion sitting in money market funds right now. But here's what's really wild. This cash pile has jumped by $2 trillion in just the last 2 years. To put in perspective, it took 20 years for the cash to grow by the same amount between 1981 to 2001. Now, here's the scary part for most people, but exciting for investors. Every time we've seen rapid surges in cash on the sidelines, it precedes major economic events. Money market funds grew quickly in the late 1990s before the dot-com boom and bust. They grew even faster before 2008's Great Recession. And they surged again in 2019 before the pandemic. But this time it's different. Here's why. The Fed's fund rate is sitting at 4.3%, while inflation is at 2.4%. This means that people are earning real returns on cash, something we haven't seen in over a decade. From 2010 to 2019, cash earned basically nothing while inflation ate away at purchasing power. But here's the key. This attractive cash environment is about to change. With a 94.9% chance of rate cut starting in September 2025, those attractive money market yields are going to disappear. And when they do, where do you think $7.2 trillion is going to go? Not into bonds yielding 2%. Not into savings account earning basically nothing. It's going to flood into real assets, stocks, real estate, commodities. And when $7.2 trillion starts moving, we're not talking about gradual price increases. We're talking about explosive asset appreciation. And here's where it gets really interesting. With 100% bonus depreciation now permanent, multifamily real estate just became one of the most attractive destinations for this capital. You get cash flow, appreciation, inflation protection, and massive tax benefits. It's the perfect storm. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. And this moment is allowing people to create their own economy so that they can assure generational wealth opportunity. But this is for those who understand the game. Moody's just released a report showing 241 companies are now on their highest risk default list, the largest number in nearly a year. Most people hear this and think economic disaster. But let me tell you what we see. We see opportunity. See, I've studied this pattern extensively, and history has a way of repeating itself. In 2008, it wasn't a beauty products companies or brick kit manufacturers defaulting. It was real estate developers and mortgage companies. But here's what happened. Smart investors who understood the cycle made fortune buying distressed assets. Let me share you a story that perfectly illustrates this principle. There's a well-documented case from 2009 involving a 300-plus unit apartment complex in Arlington, Texas. The original partner had run out of cash during renovations and walked out, leaving the lender stuck with a half-finished property. A savvy investor group bought it for pennies on the dollars, completed the renovation with a disciplined approach, and it became one of their highest performing assets within 3 years. Here's a pattern we're seeing repeating. Companies over-leveraging during low rate booms of 2020 to 2022. They didn't plan for higher interest rates or persistent inflation, but now their debt payments have skyrocketed while the income stayed flat or declined. Sounds familiar? It's the same pattern we saw in real estate syndications that got people caught swimming naked while the tides went out. But here's where the opportunity lies. When companies face cash flow pressures, they create distressed asset opportunities for investors with cash and knowledge. These aren't just random business failures. These are systemic over-leveraging situations that create predictable buying opportunities. Now, let me be clear. Not all deals in downturns are great. You have to be extremely selective. You need to understand the difference between a temporary cash flow problem and a fundamentally broken business model. But when you find the right deals, assets with strong fundamentals that are simply over-leveraged, the returns can be extraordinary. This is exactly why we've been building cash reserves and maintaining conservative leverage ratios while others are panicking about defaults and tightening credit. We're preparing to acquire cash flowing assets at significant discounts because we understand that default cycles always create the greatest wealth transfer opportunities for prepared investors. The key is having the capital, the knowledge, and the courage to act when others are paralyzed by fear. That's how generational wealth gets built, not during good times when everyone's competing for deals, but during uncertain times when opportunities are disguised as crisis. Now, our last point will solidify why building your own economy in real estate during a super cycle will create massive wealth. See, since 1982, we've averaged about 2.2 million houses in inventory every year. That peaked to 4 million in July 2007, but we've gone on a steady decline ever since. We hit a low of only 860,000 homes in January 2022. Think about it. We went from 4 million available homes to less than a million. Right now, we're short approximately 3.8 million houses, nearly 4 million homes that we need, we don't have. And we're now building fewer homes today when we did back in 1960s, when our population was a fraction of what it is today. This shortage has caused an extremely skewed demand and supply imbalance, resulting in the largest affordability gap between homeownership and renting in the history of the US. Think about the progression. $200 a gap in 2010, fast forward to 2022, it's $850. And now $1,000 gap in 2025. This isn't just inflation. This is a fundamental shift in housing affordability that's creating permanent renters class. I just finished a call with my property management team for our Build to Rent community that we're developing right now. And they told me something that's perfectly illustrated what I've been talking about. They said they have never been more certain and excited about the leasing prospect of our buildings, which are about to come online starting Q4 of 2025. Why? Because the submarket is experiencing unprecedented population growth. They're seeing massive migration of people into the area. Young professionals, families, people who want the benefits of home ownership but can't afford a $2,400 monthly cost of buying versus a $1,400 average rent. My property management team, and these are people who've been in this business for decades, they're telling me that they're extremely bullish about our ability to lease these units quickly at premium rates. This isn't theoretical market analysis. This is real-time demand from real people who need a place to live. This is creating massive opportunities in build-to-rent communities. Instead of fighting for limited existing housing, we're creating our own economy, aka new rental homes that gives people home ownership benefits without the headaches, no mortgages, no property taxes, no maintenance stress. And here's the beautiful part. Every unit we built helps solve the housing shortage while creating income-producing assets for investors. It's a win-win that generates cash flow appreciation with inflation and now provides massive tax benefits through 100% bonus depreciation. We see this as a perfect timing. We're bringing these units online right as housing shortages is hitting its peak, right as the rent versus buy gap is at historical highs, and right as we can now take advantage of 100% bonus depreciation on the entire development. This is exactly what I mean when I talk about positioning yourself ahead of the curve. While others are waiting to see what happens, we're already building the solution that the market desperately needs. Now, let me show you why this exact moment in history is creating the perfect storm for wealth creation. We have five massive forces converging simultaneously. First, the Fed is about to cut rates with 94.9% certainty, making cash less attractive and pushing $7.2 trillion towards assets. Second, the one big beautiful bill just made 100% bonus depreciation permit for multifamily real estate, creating the most powerful tax incentive in history. Third, corporate defaults are creating distressed assets opportunities for investors with cash and knowledge. Fourth, we have the biggest housing shortage in American history, creating unprecedented rental demand. Fifth, construction starts are down due to high interest rates, limiting future supply while demand explodes. When have we ever seen all five of these forces resources all online at once. Never. This is a once in a generation of conversions that's creating extraordinary wealth building opportunity. Kamali sees it. He's predicting again S&P 500 hitting 7,000 within the next 12 months. Apollo Global Management sees it. They're calling it the beginning of the economic boom. The question is, do you see it? The economic boom is here. The data proves it. The smart money sees it. Congress just supercharged this with permanent 100% depreciation. The question is, are you going to position yourself for generational wealth, or are you going to watch it happen to other people? This isn't theory. This isn't hope. It's based on economic forces that are already in motion. The train is leaving the station, and the next stop is generational wealth. The question is, are you going to be on the train?
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.